The Blues won on the weekend. They defeated the Gold Coast up there at Metricon, and Matthew Wright would have been smiling with his teammates on the back of it. He joined us on the Breakfast Club. G'day, Matthew.
Yeah, g'day. Good morning. How are we?
We are very well, mate. How's your weekend after Saturday night?
Yeah, it's been a bit different than previous weekends. So it's been a nice change. It's funny how sore you're not when you win.
What were you thinking when the Gold Coast kicked the first three?
We wasn't the start we were after, to be honest. You know, we wanted to come out and kick some goals early and put a bit of scoreboard pressure on other teams for a change. When they kicked a few straight, we had to regroup pretty quickly and then sort of fought back towards the end of the first quarter and then went in at half-time, sort of even pegging.
Matty, this is a serious question, but how do you celebrate the win? Do you head down to Cavill Avenue and you get on, you have a few beers? Is it, do you all try and play the super professional and go, look, on to the next one? Look, seriously, how do you celebrate it after being a tough year?
I think, with it being such a tough year, we really want to enjoy it. And, we went back to the hotel and we had staff and supporters. And we had some family up here as well, which is awesome. So we all had a nice feed together and a couple of quiet ones, and that was about it.
We keep hearing from Brendan Bolton that everything is on track and that everything is going to be okay, and sort of the patience call goes out there to the fans. But from a playing point of view, how important was it to actually get a win to validate the journey you're on?
Yeah, not so much validation, but more so that, you know, as one of the oldest sort of heads around the footy club now, we just want to get that winning feeling for a few of the young boys that obviously haven't experienced it too much. And now that we got that, and you can probably see a few of the old boys, a bit of carry on after the game, it probably meant a bit more to them as well than what we thought it would. So it's just about creating that winning atmosphere around the footy club, and now that we've got that, we can hopefully chase that for the last four rounds.
Just further that, Matty, you come from the Crows, a strong club, and at Carlton you've been in the middle of this process. How do you maintain, I guess, the levelness or the evenness of your attitude week to week? Because it could be frustrating being a senior player.
Yes and no. I mean, I'm really enjoying the challenges. Obviously, to be given a second opportunity was awesome by the footy club, and I'm actually really enjoying the challenges of working with a young forward line. Very reconnected with, obviously, David Teague, who I spent a year with at Adelaide. She's been fantastic. But, more so just enjoying the challenge and trying to fast-track a few of these young boys, really spread the coach's messages.
Well, it's worked really well on the weekend, particularly coming back from that first call like we talked about. But, I mean, the performance of Patrick Cripps through the year, I mean, there's an article in the paper today from Mark Robinson about who would you take, Oliver or Cripps. I don't think it really matters which one you take. They're both outstanding players. But have you come across many as good as this young fella?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've just played with some outstanding midfielders at Adelaide, played with Danger, Scotty Thompson, Sloaning. So I've played with some pretty good midfielders. But just the physique of him and his willingness to hunt the ball and the body, and he plays, everybody can see he plays with that aggression, and he hasn't taken a backward step all year. So it's for him to get the sort of reward outside of the footy club and the acknowledges probably doesn't really sort of mean too much to him. He's pretty focused and driven individual, and he really enjoyed the win, and so he should.
Do you expect a different vibe at training this week, or has the vibe been pretty good all the way through?
To be honest, for going into this round and now we're 2-16 or whatever the record is, it doesn't feel like that around the footy club. We're all pretty driven and training hard during the week, and you still got to enjoy what you're doing. So the coaches have been pretty demanding on us as players, and players have been demanding on other players during the week. But we're also still trying to have some fun with it and work hard and train hard and then have some fun together as well.
Well, you might as well. A month ago in the AFL season, you got the Giants this week, which is a bit of a challenge as well.
And what do you do for the next couple of days? Because you're staying up on the Gold Coast. Do you go and play golf? Do you go to the beach? What are you going to do for this little mini break you've got?
Yeah, not quite a mini break, but we did all our reviews and we'll get an extra training session in here up here tomorrow, which will be good. And it's just more about getting in the ocean and getting some water recovery. Obviously, you can do that down in Melbourne, but it's a bit of a different climate down there at the minute. So it's a bit nicer up here. The boys are all in the budgies and there's no jackets or beanies on. So it's a good chance to recover and really set ourselves up and build in these next 4 weeks and take some momentum into pre-season and then start of next year.
bit of reward for a performance on the weekend. Well done. Good stuff, Matty. Nice to chat as always, and good luck this weekend against the Giants.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.